Trump seems to be trying to get into Britain's heads, if you like, these constant attacks on Starmer, against, of course, the King arriving in on Monday. But I mean, I feel quite sorry for the King with the level of diplomacy that he's being asked to carry with him. But I think where Trump is playing his games, he's trying to make the point that he wasn't supported properly by us in Iran. That Spain, of course, as well. He's threatening to throw Spain out of NATO, which possibly is a rather bigger story in some ways. But he is looking, I think, to needle us and to try and make it clear that we didn't come up to spec. And so that's why he's come up with this. It's interesting because the statement came from the Pentagon, the State Department, or which is the equivalent of the Foreign Office in America, have claimed to know nothing about it. So there might be some sort of internal DC Beltway politics going on here. But bear in mind, the Americans have never, they've always been neutral about the Falklands. They have never said it is a British possession, it is not a British possession. Also, bear in mind that Reagan and Thatcher, who were leading Britain and America at the time, had a close relationship, and there was undoubtedly a lot of covert US help in 1982.